Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Thursday, the 25th day of March 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours and for a full hour. Coming up in the noontime, in the second hour, Judge Andrew Napolitano will be joining us for a full hour to talk about the health care bill, to discuss how the Democrats are trying to act like they're victims from a few bricks being thrown through windows, trying to spin this whole thing like anyone that's against the health care bill is a racist Nazi, which has nothing to do with it. We'll be talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano about that and his new book, Lies the Government Told You, Myth, Power, and Deception in American History. Also, I talked to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, the head of policy for Ronald Reagan at the Treasury, best-selling author, syndicated columnist. He writes two columns a week. He is quitting the column. There was not much ambiguity in his final column that he sent to us and asked us to post at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But some people were still questioning exactly what he meant by, you know, goodbye. I'm done. But I talked to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts yesterday, and later in the broadcast I will tell you what he had to say. He said that he will probably come on our show first late next week, but that he is moving right now. And I could hear people boxing up things in the background, but he said as soon as he gets moved, he will come on this show first, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Okay, the news is so off the charts, as usual. Things just get crazier and crazier by the day. I mean, everything we warned you about is coming true because we're reading government documents, but it's all here. And the news is so important that I'm not just going to start ranting into it at the very beginning of the broadcast. I thought we'd do things a little bit different today. I want to open the phones up, but only for doctors and nurses to get their take on the government takeover of health care. If you think it's a good thing, I'd like to know if you've actually read the bill. If you think it's a bad thing and you've read the bill or looked at the sections, we'd like to hear from you. And I will go directly to your calls in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 for doctors and nurses. We can also have people who work in VA hospitals call in to talk about the type of care that the government provides. Most of it goes to bureaucracy. They don't give the VA actual doctors and medical workers the money they need. The entire VA is set up around not delivering treatment and trying to get our veterans into the psychiatric system so they can lose their Second Amendment rights. 1-800-259-9231. Now, in the second, third, and fourth hour, we'll have wide open phones. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's a 2,700-page bill. It's back in the Senate. Oh, Obama signed it, but now they've got it basically a new bill. They're trying to tack even more horrible things onto it. And then we've got this story up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Loophole exempts Washington insiders from Obamacare mandate. And remember, we covered the AP yesterday covering the subsection. Oh, it was an oversight. It doesn't give coverage to pre-existing conditions for children and others. It was all a giant hoax, a giant transfer of wealth and power to the bank-owned insurance companies. In fact, here's an article today. Insurance industry suddenly, excited about health care law, launches program to enroll Americans. They wrote the stinking thing, but they played along with the hoax that they were against it. So that is coming up. Also, police to now get keys to your door. No judge, no jury. You're not on probation. It's for your safety. Cops in New Jersey town given keys to homes. That is the mainstream news headline from WCBS Television. It's all coming up today. A jam-packed transmission. Also, the green cop police cars are now out there.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, the 25th day of March, 2010. Judge Andrew Napolitano will join us for a full hour coming up in the next hour. At the very start of the broadcast today, I want to go to your phone calls. I want to hear from doctors and nurses and medical workers who are aware of the dangerous provisions in this bill, this freedom-killing, Constitution-overthrowing legislation. I talked to my dad last night, and he was listening to Rush Limbaugh yesterday. And he said that Rush Limbaugh was saying that Obama may suspend elections. In fact, I forgot to tell my crew, go to Limbaugh's site, his transcript from yesterday, because my dad a few weeks ago said that Limbaugh was saying the whole Constitution and Bill of Rights was being overthrown. And then we went to his site, and indeed he had said that. So I know he said it because my dad said he heard it. But that's a big deal to have Limbaugh coming out saying we may have martial law in America, and that this bill is so lawless, so illegal, so criminal, that this shows that we have real tyrants running the country and that none of us are safe. I mean, Limbaugh is actually telling the truth, the complete truth, in saying this. Did you hear about this? Did you hear him say this? The phones are only open for doctors and nurses, and if you heard Limbaugh, talk about it. And I'll have the guys try to pull up the clip and find it. But, I mean, no doubt it was said. My dad doesn't make stuff up. He was right a few weeks ago when he said he heard Limbaugh say that, because he tunes back and forth from my show to Limbaugh's show when he's not working or when he's at lunch. Oh, man. I mean, that's the thing about this, is that you cannot deny anymore that the time is late. We are in deep trouble as a society. Now, I have a lot of important news that just becomes more and more amazing, more and more absurdist, more and more ridiculous every day. And we're going to be getting to that coming up a little bit at the bottom of the hour and then more throughout the broadcast today. But I do want to go to your calls now. Coming up, loophole exempts Washington insiders from Obamacare mandate. We went and looked at the subsection of the bill. It's there. Politico has also reported on this, but the story is very, very important. This needs to get out to everyone. This is the essence of tyranny. It's really the coup de grace or the cherry on top to have a government that exempts itself from the laws that it foisted on its slave subjects. In the last 5 years, the European Union bureaucracy has exempted itself from the upwards of 60% tax rate in Europe under EU control. They have exempted themselves down to 17%. Or they pay less than a third of what everyone else does. And then all the tax laws are selectively enforced, where the really rich billionaires pay almost no taxes. Separately from that, most of the IRS enforcers in this country don't even target middle class. They target working class blue-collar folks. Most of the investigators are targeting them because the criminals run the system from the top. They want to be exempt, and they are. How many congressmen and their wives don't pay taxes? Geithner runs the Treasury. We'll also get into Dr. Paul Craig Roberts saying goodbye, truth has fallen, and taking liberty with it. We'll talk about his final editorial article. He says he is done writing editorial columns. I talked to him yesterday on the telephone. He's scheduled to be coming on later in the show next week. He's moving right now. And again, Andrew Napolitano with his new book, Lies the Government Told You, Myth, Power, and Deception in American History. That is coming up. Also, cops in New Jersey town giving keys to homes. That's right. And they want to have this nationwide where the police just have a key to your house. And it's illegal to have burglar bars. We are prisoners. The entire country, the entire world is being turned into a giant prison. That is only the tip of the iceberg of the news. But as I said, I want to go to your phone calls right now. But I'm telling the listeners, I want to hear from doctors or nurses, people directly affected by this insurance company takeover. This is not even socialism. It's tyranny, where they socialize your wealth and then feed it in to their financial system. And don't forget what Bloomberg is reporting. And I've been talking about this since last week, but we're going to cover it more today. The FDIC and the federal government are pressuring government pension funds, particularly, but private ones as well, for cities, counties, fire, police, teachers, to invest their money in the banks to, quote, prop them up, to invest in the bad loans. I mean, those are quotes. So you think the socialist health care, attaching your wages, controlling your life, and lowering your standard of care, you know, cutting Medicare and Medicaid while raising taxes, you think that's a robbery, a rape? They are now moving to take your pension funds, and many people have already had much or all of their private pension funds stolen. these big CEOs and their top shareholders move the assets out into other shell corporations and sell off their assets and then announce, oh, the company's bankrupt. Sorry, you don't get your pension. You know about Enron and Global Crossing and companies like that, but hundreds of companies the last 5 years have stolen the pension funds, all or part. Remember Bush in 2005 got the policies changed for that, and I warned you then that they were setting up a debt bubble and getting ready to rob you. This is all illegal and lawless, and until we get angry and say no and really face up to how evil and corrupt and illegitimate our government is, it's only going to get worse. People have to grow up and realize that tyranny is the norm in the world and that it's happening here in a really bad way. I can't look at Nancy Pelosi. She is seriously a narcissistic demon goblin. And I can't look at Obama. I can't look at Newt Gingrich. I can't look at Senator Lindsey Graham. That guy wants the health care bill. That guy wants the carbon taxes. With Republicans like these, we have no hope. No hope. Okay, let's go to your calls. I'm going to talk to Dr. Hall first in Florida. Dr. Hall, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
I just wanted to bring up a couple of points. Number one, I'm a practicing family practice doc here in Miami Beach. There was no tort reform built into this bill. We have South Florida is one of the highest litigious states and areas in the country. What are we going to do about that? Number two, we have the Patient Protection Affordability Care Act provides $5 billion for high-risk pool folks who have HIV/AIDS. These folks are allocated $5 billion for this pool. And what I've calculated by the CBO's own estimates, it's $4,000 per person, and you have perhaps $2 billion per 500,000 individuals to cover this, and that's just a healthy person. So there's no way they can afford to provide any sort of care for folks with HIV/AIDS, which is pretty endemic in our part of the world here.
Well, that's a good point, and we do need tort reform, but instead you've got Big Pharma, the vaccine makers, that are all but immune when their vaccines kill and maim people en masse. But then meanwhile, folks go to doctors now, and they expect the doctor to be able to heal them of anything and everything they have, when in some cases, doctors just can't heal you or something goes wrong because doctors are not God, and then people sue them. You know, people sue if they get an infection when their tooth gets pulled. People sue if the doctor fixes their broken leg and then they don't wear the crutches right and fall downstairs and break it again. And you've got all these lawyers that are out of control, and the whole system is set up to go after doctors. And people wonder why healthcare costs have gone up so much. A big part of it is the fact that the doctors have to buy liability insurance. I mean, I've read where some doctors are spending a couple hundred thousand dollars a year just on their liability insurance. If you've been sued once or twice, you see tens of thousands of patients. Many of them are mentally ill, schizophrenic nuts who start accusing the doctors of all manner of made-up garbage. And then they've always got some slimeball lawyer ready to sue. That's another good point you made.
Well, you know, defensive medicine, they calculate costs is about $90 to $150 billion a year. I bet the costs are higher than that. Catherine Sebelius, who's HHS head, was the lead trial attorney lobbyist for the state of Kansas. You know, of course, she's involved with this. So it doesn't surprise me that we're facing we're going to have a huge issue. Doctors are going to be retiring, and folks are going to go to CVS or Walmart for their health care, get their Snickers and their Pap smear, because that's where it's headed.
Let me ask you one more question, Dr. Hall, family practitioner there in Florida. The insurance companies did write the bill. That's in the Wall Street Journal. It's in Bloomberg. It's back in the news today. But they just quietly have a few paragraphs here and there going, well, actually, the biggest insurance companies actually wrote this, and this makes 30 million people get insurance, and it allows them to lower their care. When we come back, I want to ask you, are the doctors you're talking to and are your patients aware that this is not just some freebie giveaway? And again, it's also in the Associated Press that this doesn't cover children with pre-existing conditions. the group that the government supposedly wanted to help more than anyone. We'll get your take on that and talk to Rich, Frank, Tony, Nessa, and others. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
With my question, are doctors aware of the fact that this is a insurance company scam? Dr. Hall.
Alex, I don't think many of my colleagues are aware of what's going on. I don't think any of them have read the 2,700 pages or even one page. They're so caught up in trying to see patients every 5 minutes, I don't think they know. And I'll tell you this. The problem crisis solution issue that we have with the health insurer, particular WellPoint and Anthem, in California 2-3 weeks ago, right before this thing came down, they increased rates by 39%. There was the problem. The crisis was there. What's the solution? Passed the Obamacare plan. Came right down our throats. They're all in cahoots. It's a big ruse. And I really believe, and until doctors wake up, which most of them are asleep, unfortunately, they're so caught up in paperwork and red tape with the insurance companies trying to get paid, I don't think anything's going to happen.
I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. In fact, before the bill even passed a few weeks ago, I saw press reports where the government just cut Medicare and Medicaid fund preemptively by more than 20%. So that's all this is, ladies and gentlemen, is a giant government takeover of health care to lower quality and ensure bigger profits for the bank-owned insurance companies. Let's talk to Nessa in New York. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Alex. I work in New York, and it seems like that we're having a hard time keeping our jobs here because the city is going bankrupt. And I just wanted to say that I thought it was inevitable that this would pass. I thought it was inevitable because they really had our hearts. They had our hearts when we think about, you know, the patient or the family that went bankrupt, not being able to afford the treatment that they needed, or everybody has a story like that. And if what you're saying is true, and I guess I have to read the healthcare bill, then we really wasted a golden opportunity. We could have been, this could have been an opportunity for us to be ahead of the curve in the world. We could have used this as a launching pad, and we could have just researched and patented the technology. The government could, and the American people could have exported the technology to other countries.
Well, Nessa, here's the problem, and I appreciate your call. We don't have nice people running the government. And so any bill they pass is going to be a scam, just like the banker bailout bill. You had 99% of Americans in polls against it a year and a half ago, back in October of 2008, but it still happened. And you're saying this was inevitable to pass because they had our hearts. Before it passed, over 70%. Now it's over 80% are against the bill because people are actually having a chance to look at subsections of it. In England, in Europe, in Canada, by every yardstick, they have even worse health care than we do. Oh, the government taxes you and then supposedly gives you free health care. That's like the government saying we give school kids free laptops. They're not free. It's paid for with taxpayer money. And then they use the laptops to watch you at home illegally. Anything they give you has strings attached. It's like if the mafia comes and offers to give you a loan at 30% interest, you don't take it. It's designed to make you a debt slave. And I cleaned off my stack from the last 2 days here. So, hey, will you guys print me that AP article again? Oversight in health bill, children with pre-existing conditions not covered, and I'll read the subsection again. If what I'm saying is true, of course what I'm saying is true. I mean, I want you to know, listeners, please check out what I say. I don't make stuff up. I occasionally make a mistake here or there, but very rarely, and it's normally just on a date or an amount or a bill number. And I get little things like that wrong, but we're telling the truth. Frank in North Carolina, did you hear Limbaugh talk about there not being elections coming up?
Alex, I did want to speak about Rush Limbaugh, but I didn't hear that particular thing, but I did want to back you up what you're saying. Last January, I just gotten laid off from work. I was home and I turned on Rush Limbaugh. I hate him. I can't stand it, but, you know, kind of monitoring the enemy radio waves. He spent about a minute before he went to a commercial break right at the beginning of the show. And the first 15 minutes, he said everything that you say about the New World Order, the elites, how they're running everything, about how the president and all that, or those guys are all just puppets. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I listened to Rush Limbaugh for 15 years. I was a mind-numbed robot listening to that guy. And I could not believe my ears what I was hearing. So I'm like, you know, hanging on after, you know, when he goes to commercial, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's talking about this. He comes back. I listen to the rest of the show, 2 3/4 hours. He doesn't mention it ever again.
Well, I know he said this yesterday because my dad said he heard it, and we're looking for the transcript, but he said Obama may suspend elections, and I agree with him. Thank you, Frank. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited. So order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Bush will be amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants who are here. Obama's going to need their votes in 2012. The Democrats are going to need their votes in every election from now on, if we have elections, and I'm not joking. The Constitution has just been ripped to shreds, so why is anything safe, he said. We need to defeat these bastards. We need to wipe them out. We need to chase them out of town. But we need to do more than that. We need to elect conservatives. If there are Republican primaries, elect conservatives, and then defeat the Democrats, every last one of them. And then we will start to repeal the bill. Good job finding that, guys. And look, I say great news. Let Limbaugh come out and talk about the New World Order and world government and how elites run the presidents. But we need to talk about Lindsey Graham. We need to talk about Newt Gingrich. We need to talk about John McCain. We need to talk about all of these Republicans that are globalist. And we need to talk about how they're on the payroll of the very same insurance companies. Now, here is the Associated Press. gap in health care law protection for children. Hours after President Barack Obama signed historic health care legislation, a potential problem emerged. Oh, a potential. Administration officials, not servants, they're officials, are now scrambling to keep a gap in highly touted benefits for children. Obama made better coverage for children a centerpiece of his health care remake. But it turns out the letter of the law provided a less than complete guarantee that kids with health problems would not be shut out of coverage. And it goes on to say how it now exists. Under the new law, insurance companies still would be able to refuse new coverage to children because of a pre-existing medical condition, said Karen Lightfoot, spokeswoman for the House Energy and Commerce Committee, one of the main congressional panels that wrote the Obama bill into law. Folks, the way I read the bill, it says insurance companies can deny anybody with a pre-existing condition. And then you get pushed on to Medicare or Medicaid, which they cut the funding for, and they're going to add tens of millions of people to. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that's a lie. All right, I'm going to go quickly to your calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Rich in New York. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I got through with you. I talked with you once before. I'm a healthcare worker here in New York City. I'm just going to tell my phone now. By the way, this is an internet phone. I hope it sounds clear.
Sounds fine. Go ahead.
All right. We talked once before about the whole forced inoculation issue, and I'm so happy that you woke me up. And I got down to a lobby one time in Manhattan, and Judge McNamara shot that down, as you well know. And they're going to probably continue on a new front to try to do this to us again. We're seeing it over and over. Real quickly, I work in a hospital. There was an emergency managers meeting today in regard to emergency preparedness and a whole host of other issues. This is nothing new. I mean, this is going on for a long time. My whole concern is I think they're going to turn the hospital system in New York City into a prison system. It's not the first time that they've actually had clientele from said institutions like Rikers and other things. And I think they use that as a beta test on the general population of the hospital, like the hospital workers, patients themselves, to coexist with a prison population and take care of them.
And treat all the patients like prisoners.
Precisely. So it's like just a slow, gradual process of numbing.
Yeah, this system is run by psych warfare experts. So everything is done in a psychological operant conditioning, creeping programming.
Yeah, Frank Zappa talked about it a long time ago. That's why I wish you would use Frank more in his for your bump music. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but Frank Zappa knew about this a long time ago. Jason's a little more open-minded to Frank Zappa. I think he's a little too censored on the ways. We don't want to get you in trouble with the SEC or anything.
Well,
I'm not.
I'm not censoring Frank Zappa. I've had his widow on.
Awesome. Yeah.
I've played extended interviews with him. I've played interviews where he was on Crossfire. So you may have missed that, but I appreciate your call. I mean, look, there's so much to cover here. Fess Parker died last week. I'm a big fan of his music, and I didn't even know about it till yesterday. In fact, guys, remind me to play that Long Live George Washington intro coming into the next segment. I want to play that for folks. Thank you, caller. Let's talk to Linda in California. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, Linda, you're on the air. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Yeah, I'm a nurse, and I was married to a practicing physician who was in practice for over 40 years in California. And back in 1965, he predicted all of this, and he said physicians will rue the day that, you know, Medicare.
Linda, can you try to get a little bit closer to your telephone?
Yes. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I think that this has, you know, really been going on for a long time, and I'm still working actively in healthcare, in the hospital situation, and I see where all the older doctors who know what's coming are going to quit. And the younger doctors have been trained over the last 15, 20 years to just accept whatever the government says, with organizations like JACO and AMA and others that put down these Medicare as the leading say-so on whatever was done medically.
Exactly. In the last 30 years, the government, in collusion with the insurance companies, has already taken over health care, and it's all the bureaucracy and the red tape and not letting the actual medical experts, the doctors and nurses and specialists, run things. As soon as the bureaucrats started running health care, it was doomed, and we're going to end up just like England, where you wait a year and a half for cancer surgery, the lowest survivability of any Western nation. It's going to be absolutely destroyed, which is exactly what the control freaks want, but they're all exempt, and they will all go to elite clinics. I appreciate your call. And here's the article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Loophole exempts Washington insiders from Obamacare mandate. No Obamacare for Obama. His family, his staff, the vice president's staff, the rest of the administration, Nancy Pelosi's staff, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Reid's staff, all other House and Senate leaders and their staff, all committee members and their staff, the list goes on. That's from Politico. Now, if it's so good for all of us, why are they exempt? Why did the German government and German military demand a adjuvant and mercury-free special vaccine for H1N1, and then they even refused that? Why did we find out the British government wasn't really taking real vaccines but was taking fake saltwater shots on the news? If it's so good, come on, people. Realize what's happening. This is a criminal operation. A loophole written into the financial health care reform bill passed on Sunday and signed into law by Obama yesterday exempts Washington insiders and committee staff members from the mandate that now requires every American to purchase health insurance. Members of Congress and their office staff will have to buy insurance through the will not have to buy through the state-run exchange created under the bill. However, those working for congressional committees or for party leaders in the House and Senate are excluded. They don't have to. Page 158 of the bill defines congressional staff narrowly as employees employed by the official office of a member of Congress, whether in the district office or in Washington. The Congressional Research Service believes a court could rule that the legislation would exclude professional committee staff, joint committee staff, some shared staff, as well as potentially those staff employed by leadership offices. If that's so, staffers who work for Nancy Pelosi in her capacity as representative from California would go into the exchange program, while staffers who work for her in her capacity as speaker would stay on the government's plan. Other Capitol employees, like those who work for the clerk of the House of Historian, would be similarly exempted. This is complete and total discrimination on a massive, on a ultra-massive level. And they know what they're doing. This is another reason to have this thing repealed. It is discriminatory. Let's go to Rob in Georgia. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. Just a couple quick things, and I've got to run here myself because I'm actually in the office today. Huge boon for the pharmaceutical companies once again. You mentioned AIG, the insurance companies, but if I recall correctly, in the national health care proposal was that you had to carry prescription drug coverage.
Yes. Yes, they're set to make hundreds of billions of dollars every few years off of this. That's why the insurance companies and Big Pharma lobbied for the bill and wrote the stinking thing.
As well as a Medicare Part D.
Because that's the type of health care you're going to get, is the drugs. This is the comparative care where the government and the insurance companies decide what you get, taking control away from doctors and nurses. And it also has unfunded Medicare, Medicaid doubling on the states. It makes the states pay for most of this as a separate tax on top of the other taxes in the bill that are federal, which will then make the states raise taxes.
Well, and I know here in Georgia, they're already going to go after it on a constitutional basis. But the last thing I want to mention to you is it's kind of a bombshell for physicians. I've worked with them for 21 years now, and I work in the currently in the pharmaceutical industry. But I want to tell you that what people don't know and understand is these drugs that we take in the U.S., for the greater part, aren't made here anymore. They're made in India, some of which the active ingredients are made in China, and then they're sold back to the U.S. market. If I can, real quick, give you a quote from, this is Asia Times, 2005. It says, India today has the largest number of U.S. Food and Drug Administrative approved manufacturing facilities outside the U.S. Drug master files, which have to be approved by the FDA before a drug can enter the U.S. market, these 126 companies have filed. That's more than Spain, Italy, China, and Israel put together. Now, you understand, we're talking Asia Times, May of 2005. That's 5 years ago.
And we now have all these Chinese-made vaccines filled with live pig virus and everything else. It's amazing.
Well, the point is, they're only getting a freebie from the government. You know why they're going there is because they can make it for 10 cents on a dollar. And they could sell it to you to in your local pharmacy for the price that you would normally, full price that you would normally pay at the pharmacy.
And, it's a complete and total ripoff. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's talk to Jeremy calling from California. Go ahead.
Hey, man. On Monday, I wanted to. I listened to a wide swath of radio to see to gauge what the temperature was out there as far as the bill. I listened to Tom Hartman, Rush Limbaugh, everybody, and what you said about Limbaugh was actually a trip because I did notice that. And the interesting thing is throughout the day, there seemed to be a major theme on the right, and on the left, everybody just gauging their own opinion, and they were basically taking the establishment line. But I was struck by Limbaugh because it almost seemed like he was restraining himself from really going into, going down the avenue of truth. And when he said that about elections, he didn't just say it once. He said it multiple times. And, it was as if he's thinking, he has a lot to lose. You know, after everything he's built up, if this thing goes down, he doesn't have a golden parachute. You know, he's got the same money that we have. And so it was definitely a mind blower.
Well, I'll go back to Bloomberg with quotes from the federal government telling state agencies around the nation to invest fire, police, military, you name it, pension funds to, quote, prop up bad loans in banks. I mean, they're openly saying they're taking your retirement money, this is to the government people, and putting it into the corrupt banks. It's just the time for screwing around is over. The time for denial is over. So many countries fall to hardcore corruption and oppression and authoritarian oppression and tyranny because the public cannot believe it's actually happening. The public cannot believe they're actually being robbed. They cannot believe that there are bad people in the world. Where do you think corrupt bad people go? They go into government because in government they can rob the people and team up with big corporations to create monopolies and take over society. It's all true. The world government, the eugenics, the poisoning of the water, the dumbing down of the population, the training everyone to spy on their neighbors. It's all happening. The jig is up, folks. The balloon went up a long time ago. And if people don't grow up and really get serious, it's over. And so I'm glad Michael Savage and Limbaugh are talking about world government, new world order now, and talking about how the Republicans are just as bad. Glenn Beck, I've been watching him some. He's getting a little bit better. Because I think you hit the nail on the head here. There's a lot of nouveau riche and a lot of new wealth and a lot of even big establishment people that realize in a bona fide tyranny, the ultra elite then rob the rest of the elite. And that's the one reason this may get overturned is there are a lot of wealthy people. And I don't mean people worth $10 million. I mean people worth $1 billion who are now figuring out they are not part of the power structure and that this is a hot tyranny. This isn't some good old boy corruption. This is a hardcore, mechanized, police state. And Limbaugh and all of them better start talking about the secret arrest legislation. They need to start talking about the MIAC and Homeland Security reports and how all of this is set up for the American people. They better start talking about the FEMA camps. They better start talking about poison in the food and water. They better go all the way, because only the truth will save us. And I've talked to some big radio executives who are scared and know what's going on and want to try to promote my show nationwide, but the bigger shareholders above them won't let them do it. So, look, it's some of the biggest radio networks out there. Their executives know full well I'm telling the truth. They're not stupid. They'd love to have Alex Jones on. They know we get big ratings, but they can't do it because the owners of the companies are top globalists. I appreciate your call. I have talked in the last few months to executives at the highest level that have contacted me. And they're not saying like they did 10 years ago, hey, sell out. They're saying, yeah, you're right. We better do something. Yeah, this is, years ago I thought you were exaggerating a little bit. It's all true. It's worse than you said. Well, you're absolutely right. My wife wants to get out of here, and it's bad. See, this is the trick of the authoritarians. They always get all these idiots. And people that think they can be bought off that go along with it. You can't bargain with the devil.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow!
Best Parker died last
week. I can
hear
the echo of a thousand ringing bells. I can smell the cannons and hear the people's yells. Long live George Washington, their ghostly voices say. And I still feel his spirit to this very day. I can see a young boy growing straight and tall. And as I watch him hunt and ride, I've no doubt at all. It won't be long till he's full grown, and then will come the day he'll become the president of the USA. Long live George Washington, I hear the people say. He's the first and greatest president of the USA. I see him fighting engine up on his great white horse. I feel the loneliness he felt while steering history's course. He was first in war and first in peace, and he was first again in the hearts of everyone of his countrymen. Long live George Washington, I hear the people say. He's the first and greatest president of the USA. Well, in those days at Valley Forge, he held his men in hand, then crossed the Delaware and there in Trenton freed this land. He's the father of our country, and to this very day, he's the first and greatest president of the USA. Long live George Washington, I hear the people say. He's the first and greatest president of the USA. Long live George Washington, I hear the people say. He's the first and greatest president of the USA. He's the first and greatest president of the USA.
We've got Judge Andrew Napolitano coming up in just a few minutes for a full hour. The back of the book says you've been lied to by the government. Lies the government told you, myth, power, and the deception in American history. That is coming up. We'll talk about a host of issues, the government takeover of health care, all this police state legislation they're trying to ram through to arrest citizens without due process and trial. We'll cover a whole host of issues. And where the Republican Party's going, if it's led by people like Lindsey Graham, you can be assured that the carbon tax, the blanket amnesty for illegals, it's all going to pass. And it's time for people to stop mincing words and stop screwing around. America is falling to corruption right now, and we have to change that. Before we go to break and come back with Judge Andrew Napolitano, I want to encourage all the listeners to visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because we have two new films that are up for pre-sale. If you want to have them first in your mailbox and want to support us financially, and I appreciate all the support, we couldn't do it without all of you out there, then you'll want to go to InfoWars.com and order Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. It really covers who our enemy is, their narcotics trafficking, how they've taken over the government, the roundtable groups, the front groups, all the disgusting pedophiles that are in government. It's all covered in this new film by Jason Burmes, 18 months in the making. Pre-order and watch the trailer for Invisible Empire at InfoWars.com. And Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I haven't made a police state film in almost 8 years. It proves the FEMA camps. It shows you the continuity of government system. It documents the Christmas time bomber was a false flag event. It shows the G20 police riot. This is our most powerful police state film of the previous three. All available at InfoWars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.